What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, May 17th, 2017, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting at long, slow, glide down to Powhana Friday, and whatever other insanity is about to ensue. I got to tell you, what was that old phrase from, the more things change? Excuse me, I seem to be having some pollen issues. The more things change, the more they stay insane. That certainly seems to be the case here. And again, it is very frustrating to see the government just still, the deep state, at war with the elected President Donald Trump. And again, I'm sort of disappointed with a lot of what Trump has decided to do. But the infighting has just reached a ridiculous level. I don't think we've ever seen a political faction fight in the Congress and the White House this much on public display in the nation's history. And everybody's picking up on it, of course. Over at governmentslaves.info, they're basically saying an attempted political coup now taking place in D.C. with effort to impeach Trump for fabricated obstruction of justice charge. So they've been trying all these things, one after the other. First, it was the dossier about Trump and the prostitutes in the Moscow hotel, and that one cratered. Then they were out there with, Russia hacked the election to help Donald Trump, and Russia hacked the DNC emails, and that one's now falling apart because of the new evidence that's surfacing around the murder of Seth Rich. And so now they're out here saying, well, he obstructed justice. And they're already out there fanning this over at rawstory.com, where I am now banned from commenting, I might add. They're basically saying, get ready, there's more damaging information coming out from James Comey. And they're out there trying to say, the New York Times was read over the phone a quote from what purports to be a memo by James Comey. There's no providence for it whatsoever. And given that nothing was ever found in the Flynn investigation, it makes no sense that Trump would have asked for it to be stopped. This could be Comey's attempt at revenge, or this could be the full court press to just gin up something they can try and impeach Donald Trump on, or further smear his reputation. Now, here's a telling factor. Why the delay? If Comey knew Trump had attempted to obstruct justice back during the Michael Flynn investigation, why didn't he say it at the time? He was obligated to as head of the FBI. Even Trey Gowdy is out there saying we shouldn't take this at face value. We have to have the actual memo itself. We need the context. We need to know how Comey reacted. We don't have enough information. We don't even know if it's genuine at this point. And Gowdy is saying we need to get Comey before Congress under oath and find out what this is really about, if there's any there. Now, Jason Chaffetz has called for the FBI to turn over copies of all of Comey's notes, memos, and recordings related to Donald Trump. So they're going to be taking a look through there, because if this reported memo is a fake or something that's been recently created, it won't be in the Department of Justice FBI archives, we hope. Who knows what they're going to do. Over at CNN, Dana Bash basically came on out and as much as admitted this Comey memo is just another attempt by the deep state for revenge against Donald Trump. And we've seen all these hysterical headlines just all over the place, just trying to overwhelm the American people by screaming at them, Trump has to go, Trump has to go, Trump has to go. Now, Vladimir Putin is out there. This is getting on back to the Donald Trump revealed highly classified information in this Russia meeting. And that accusation that was also run in the New York Times was based on anonymous intelligence officials who apparently were not actually in the room at the time. So how they knew what was going on begs explanation. Now, McMaster's was there, and he said all Trump told him was there was a concern that somebody was going to make exploding laptops, and for the sake of airline safety, we're talking about banning laptops from the cabin. They must be checked so that TSA can steal them. And Putin is saying that they've got transcripts of what happened at the meeting, and they're willing to turn them on over. Because everything that was discussed in the meeting had been all over the corporate media only the week before. There were no secrets. And a little reminder, the president does have the authority to declassify information and share information with other governments, especially pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety, which is what this discussion was all about. Now, Ron Paul is out there commenting on Russiagate. Is there really a national security threat, or is it just more politics? And obviously, it's just more politics. And even Ron Paul is out there saying that when you look at the media, all at the top of the articles and headline, oh, national security threat, national security threat, and then McMaster's reputation of what was about classified information being talked about is buried down in the eighth paragraph. This is how the newspapers like to bias things. They'll put the sensational headline up at the top, and this may have happened, and the rumors and the innuendos. And then down at the bottom, they'll say, well, there's a clarification, and it's being officially denied, so that they can dodge potential lawsuits. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates, just now rejoining our network, and we're talking about this very obvious ramping up by the deep state, the establishment, the Democrats, the media, the oligarchs, trying to find a way to get rid of Donald Trump because he is resisting going on down this path to global war and conquest. Apparently a lot of people that are trying to take down Trump are doing so out of a concern that they themselves are looking at arrests. Right now, we have a president who is not going to be covering up and protecting these scandals, we hope. We certainly have an attorney general who does not seem to be on the side of covering up for some of these egregious acts that have been going on. And with Comey's firing, potential replacement, all these people who were involved in election fraud, the Clinton Foundation, the murder of Seth Rich, they're feeling exposed, and that's why they're fighting back. They're trying to get rid of Donald Trump, and probably already they've made a deal with Mike Pence. If we make you the president, you will keep us safe and secure. Remember back during Watergate, when that was building to a head, and it looked like Nixon was either going to be impeached or forced to resign, and there was this little shuffle where Vice President Spiro T. Agnew was kicked out of his office on a relatively minor charge, and replaced with Gerald Ford. And there was a reason for that. At the dark part of Watergate was a link from the Nixon administration to the JFK assassination. And Gerald R. Ford had been on the Warren Commission. So he knew what the secrets were, and he knew what he was going to be obligated to keep under wraps in the aftermath of Watergate. And of course, as soon as Nixon resigned and Gerald Ford became president, he issued blanket pardons to everybody, declared our long national nightmare is over, and that was the end of any asking of any questions as to what was really going on with Watergate. I mean, Nixon's re-election against George McGovern was a study in foregone conclusions. The burglary never made sense in the context of winning re-election. He was already there. He won re-election by a huge margin. So something else was going on, and what had happened was the Democrats had gotten hold of photos of the three tramps from Dealey Plaza that were clear enough to identify them as associates of Richard Nixon, and one of them a known CIA agent. That's what the Watergate burglars were after. So, article over here, desperation panic has set in, the takedown has begun, the corporate media is just putting out fake news after fake news after fake news. The Washington Post is making a big deal over Trump gave classified information to Russia. Well, nothing that he told the Russians was classified, and even if it was, he has the authority to do that as president. And then, of course, the revelation that Seth Rich was the DNC leak to WikiLeaks, and that's pulled the rug out from this whole idea that Russia hacked the DNC servers. It just didn't happen. Seth Rich was the leak. 44,000 emails. He got out of there before he was killed. And that's why the corporate media is desperate. They've been caught in another piece of flat-out propaganda against Russia. And they're running scared. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, because there's some weird things going on over at Fox News. Rosie O'Donnell is out there on a rant again. I remember back when Rosie O'Donnell was talking about, you know, questions about 9/11 and everything. Now she's completely on the other side. She's hinting at violence against President Trump. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And it's, I hope the Secret Service talks to her, because that is a serious matter when you're out there implying, suggesting, or even possibly encouraging violence against the president. Over the 20-odd years that I have been doing my website and the 10 years I've been doing radio, as much as I opposed the policies of the various presidents, that's First Amendment freedom of speech. Calling for violence against them, that's illegal, and you shouldn't be doing it. And also, I don't believe in getting into personal attacks. Some of the stuff that was said about Michelle Obama was just really quite hateful, and in my opinion, very much over the line. Let's see. Colonel Schaefer is out there saying the White House and America itself is under siege by the media using weaponized information. Greg Jarrett is out there saying Comey's revenge is a gun without any powder in it. We certainly hope so. And again, if that memo does not exist in the copies that Jason Chaffetz just requested from the FBI, then we know it's a hoax. We're going to take a phone call. Brandon in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I called about saving the Trump presidency, but I want to back up to the aquaponics system. It is closed loop. What happens is you feed these fish first, and then they generate, generate
Brandon,
duckweed
Brandon,
out of that.
Brandon, enough with the aquaponics. Let's talk about the Trump presidency.
Yeah, sorry about that. So anyway, Cernovich and Corsi are saying that we cannot fight these folks with logic and truth, because they're just using a propaganda tactic against us, and they're consuming all our time and energy with these narratives, and it's just a wasted effort. There are strategies to fight propaganda and these tactics properly, and he goes into detail. He's writing an article today. It'll be on InfoWars tomorrow with strategies to fight this propaganda. What I'm thinking is, we need to prioritize the threat that we're facing. And I've mentioned before that what really happened in InfoWars should combine forces and mobilize patriots in phone calls or letter writing or blogging to push back against these propaganda tools they're using. And it is weaponized media. And I'm viewing MSN now as an enemy of the state. They are treasonous, and this needs to be on the tip of our tongue. I tell my friends, anything you see on the TV is a total lie, and you can believe exactly the opposite of what you're seeing. Let's see. I do believe that Saudi Arabia and Israel are working together to destroy the United States, and that's something that we should be promoting, that idea, because that. I believe we are under the most crucial moment in our history, and if we lose this battle, we are going to lose the republic, and I am not trying to be dramatic. This is such a critical state we're at. But once again, what really happened, InfoWars, we need to combine forces of patriots and start phone calls, protests. We're getting our butts kicked, Mike.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that that is accurate. I mean, most of what I'm seeing in terms of a reaction of all these news is outrage from people saying, do they really think we're going to believe this? I have been trying to talk to the independent media for quite a while, saying that we should merge together and form an entity that can rival some of the corporate media outlets in terms of resources, reach, and so forth. Unfortunately, there is a lot of rivalries, some of them fanned up intentionally, between media outlets and InfoWars and WhatReallyHappened.com. We have a split over the subject of Israel, and so I don't expect that's ever going to happen. So, but what is really most important is we don't even really need to get organized. All we need to do to push back against the propaganda is to simply go on out and say, this is obvious propaganda. These are the same people who told us Saddam had nuclear weapons, and they're just out there trying to reverse the will of the American voter. We're seeing a coup d'etat starting in our own country, and we should not sit still for it.
And it's working. That's the problem. Me, personally, I'm in San Francisco, and if I went downtown and protested, you know, I'd be one man among many. But I know there are patriots here in the Bay Area. I'm not very versed at connecting, and I don't do Facebook anymore. But there has to be a way where we can start groups and gather momentum. And this is such a wonderful platform. And I think prioritizing our threats are crucial. And I know the mainstream media is an enemy of the state, and they should be.
No. The corporate media is friends with the state, and they are both enemies of the American people.
Right. We're talking the true state, though, the republic, the people. And, yeah, we should clarify. They're hand in hand to destroy us. And, Mike, it's time. We got to do something, and keep up the good work.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, Brandon. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the issue, there does appear to be the beginning of a coup d'etat against the democratically elected president of the United States of America. And we're seeing an article over at RIMF.com, turncoats from within the Trump administration to push for impeachment. Now, everyone's talking impeachment, and how real is it? Not really there, for reasons I'll elucidate in a minute here. But it's just another way of tarnishing Donald Trump. Oh, there's a sealed indictment against him. Oh, he may have done this. He may have done that. Oh, they're talking impeachment. He's terrible. We've got to. And it's just part of trying to whittle away at his administration. Now, the reality is that it would take a majority vote in the House of Representatives to impeach Donald Trump. That's the first step. To remove him from office, that takes a two-thirds vote of the Senate, and both houses of the Congress are still under the control of the GOP. So you're talking about a lot of Republican members of Congress switching sides to go along with this, and I think that's really a long shot, especially when the only evidence, and I'm not even sure I should call it that, of obstruction of justice is a, you know, hearsay comment over the phone to the New York Times. Pat Buchanan is out there saying, at this point, the media and the Democrats want to overturn the results of last November's election. One of the most alarming things I keep seeing in these various articles against Trump is the necessity to correct the mistake the American voters made. Okay, you don't get to judge that. We, the American voters, are ultimately supposed to be in charge of who's going to be in the government. And you don't get to sit up there and say, well, they made a mistake, so we're going to undo it. Because that makes a travesty of the whole democratic election process. And it reminds us the elections are just for show. Even Nancy Pelosi is saying a Trump impeachment is not going to happen, and stop listening to the fake news. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I just heard that other caller before. I was just walking through the door, as a matter of fact. And I agree. We got to unite the alternate media and people who know, who real patriots have to unite. And we've got to put aside those small differences, like you and InfoWars.
I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do it, but it takes two. You know, I've tried to reach out to Alex. I tried to sound a warning about Pizzagate, that it was a setup, and he never responds to me. So, you know, I'm willing to be part of a larger organization now. I'm tired of doing everything all by myself. I'm ready to be part of a larger organization. But unfortunately, there are a lot of personality clashes going on in the independent media, which is not helping. Anyway, Mark. Stay on the line. I'll bring you right back after the commercial break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, you said you had one more thing you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, it's not only, you know, the difference between you and Alex Jones. And I think Jones supporters should be calling him and telling him to bury the hatchet. And I'll try to get this. It's pretty hard to get through, especially the times. The other thing is like Richie Allen. I really love listening to Richie Allen. I think the guy is great. But he's almost like, has it in for InfoWars, because again, he differs in a few things. He says about the Muslims, but Jones makes it clear that the problem with the Islamists coming into this country is it's being because of the turmoil they're causing in the Middle East, and it's basically what Richie Allen says too. There's a certain amount of differences, but basically, pretty much the alternate people on the what I call the patriotic side, are pretty much in the same boat. We pretty much think alike, except for a few minor differences, which shouldn't split us like that. And the same thing with a guy like John B. Wells. I know this Wells, since he was kicked up, and, wrongly kicked off of Coast to Coast, him and Jones haven't even talked since then. They've never been, and he, every once in a while, he'll make a snide remark about Jones and this and that. I understand he's angry with Lori, and that was a low blow, and I very seldom listen to Coast to Coast after that. But the fact of the matter is, that wasn't Jones' fault, because of Lori, you know? So, you know, people got to put, really need to put, and they basically have the same type of, the same guests coming on, and people just got to put away these differences and start getting along, because you see what the globalists are doing. They
yes.
want a coup. This is a coup. What they're trying to do with Donald Trump, I have my differences with Trump. I certainly don't know what he did in Syria. That's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. But for crying out loud, the guy at least is a lot better than anything the Democrats will put up right now or anything the Republicans put up right now. And the Republican Party, they're in a lot of ways, they're even more treacherous than the Democrats. What I suggest we do is we make it clear to Republicans, you all want to be ever get into power again, you better stop it, better unite. I called my congressman today, Mark Meadows, and I told him, I says, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I want to see some fire coming out of your mouth. Well, he's got a position. That's some intern answer. I said, I don't care about his position, man, on the Internet. I want to know his position. I want him to come out in public, and I want him to breathe some fire to stand up for Trump and stand against these globalist scum that are trying to take over this country. And then I called my old congressman in Texas, Max Thornberry, another useless business. Actually, I'm sorry, that Meadows is actually pretty good, but this guy Thornberry is useless.
Okay, Mark, you're kind of rambling, and we need you to sum up because we're coming up on another commercial break here.
Basically, united we stand, divided we fall.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, I've been actually trying to talk to the various heads of the various independent media for a long time saying we need to sort of come together. But there are, unfortunately, sadly, some very gigantic egos out there that want to be the star of their own little universe. And it does get in the way. And there's a lot of hurt feelings and bad blood out there. Some of the larger independent media outlets are in competition with each other. And that also complicates the situation.
Even a guy like David Duke, you know, I have my differences. Duke, a lot of differences. But for crying out loud, a lot of things he says are true. And we got to, you know, what's that thing? You got to separate the chink from the something or another?
Well, that's also preserving a diversity of opinion. And, you know, we need to be very careful of independent media that starts acting like the corporate media in that there is an allowed agenda and then there's other stuff that is banned. One of the cool things about working here at RBN is nobody taps me on the shoulder and says, don't do that story, or they don't tap me on the shoulder and say, please do this story on the air. And so probably, in my experience, RBN is certainly the freest independent media network that there is, because they don't put any constraints or controls on their hosts whatsoever. And we've even gotten phone calls to this show where they're saying, well, some of the other hosts on RBN are saying the direct opposite of you. They say, yeah, that's what debate and discussion is supposed to be about, and that's what the First Amendment is about, and it's up to you as the listener to figure out for yourself who is making sense and who is likely smoking opium. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Mark. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the White House and what appears to be a concerted effort to force the elected president of the United States out of office by media smear, by leak, by undermining him. Even CNBC is saying a lot of what is being done against Trump right now is clearly illegal. And it all seems to be the argument from the media that Trump is arrogant, he's sloppy, and all the rest of that. But the Constitution sets specific grounds for impeachment. Treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Obviously, obstruction of justice is one of those, but the case isn't made. And Trey Gowdy pointed that out. What we have here is a report in the New York Times based on a reading of a supposed memo over the telephone from an anonymous source. That's it. That's the entire grounds for the case. They've got no more to support this idea of obstruction of justice than they did that Russia was giving away classified information, or that he was cavorting with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel. It's just death by media smear. And I can understand why Donald Trump is very angry with the corporate media. Now, according to another report coming on out, apparently H.R. McMaster and his deputy, Dina Powell, have been identified as leaking to the anti-Trump media. Trump needs to clean out that White House. We were hearing rumors earlier in the week about a major staff shakeup. It needs to happen right now. And I'm not talking about just the press secretary. I'm talking about all of these people who are working against Donald Trump in his own staff. And again, this underscores a comment I made about him coming into the White House. He's very naive. He comes from the world of business where people keep their promises and they are loyal to the company that is employing them. And Trump is still operating on that basis, or at least he was. I'm sure he's getting a wake-up call now. But you can have people on your payroll. You can have given them a very powerful position and a very good paycheck, and they are still not going to be working for you. They're going to be working for your enemies. Apparently, outside Maxine Waters' home, there's been a protest there calling for her impeachment. Everyone's getting impeachment fever. Let's impeach the whole government. All right, so let's talk about Seth Rich. That is definitely bubbling up here, and we're seeing articles all over the place, like this one from Investment Watch blog. Did Clinton and Podesta order the murder of Seth Rich? And it's a reasonable question to ask, given the long chain of dead bodies under suspicious circumstances behind the Clintons, and that email where John Podesta said, I want to make an example of a suspected leaker, even if we don't have a real basis for knowing who they are. In other words, he wanted to make a bloody example of somebody. And here is a blockbuster little tidbit that only just now surfaced. Somebody leaked the original police report from the officers who found Seth Rich following the shooting, and he was still alive. He was conscious and breathing and later died at the hospital. He wasn't found dead. He was still alive. And supposedly, he would be in a position to say, thus and such a person shot me. And the police had body cams, but the videos are missing, cannot be found. So that's getting kind of tacky there. Let's see. Let's grab a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just was listening to you talk about impeachment and so on. And by the way, I absolutely, and I know you believe from the very beginning that this Seth Rich thing stunk to high heaven. And in my opinion, outright, it was a murder. It was a hit. And it's, you know, the people we have to blame are Podesta and Hillary and Obama and whoever else might be involved in this. But let me just say, ever since the Patriot Act, it has been impossible really, to impeach a president, because with a total surveillance state, if you can find a two or three people in Congress who might be clean, maybe their kids aren't, or maybe their parents aren't, or their brothers and sisters. There's some way to get to almost everybody.
Yes.
But so that was it. That's what the intelligence establishment, Mike, in the hands of a commander-in-chief who is in control of the intelligence establishment, which nobody truly is, but at least if they're not at war with them. However, now we have impeachment is still impossible by anybody unless they have the acquiescence of the intelligence community. The intelligence community can almost do it by themselves, just like they're doing now, leaking, going to their megaphone, their mockingbird people in the press, the people that they own, unattributed leaks, wiretaps, everything else. And if they're not in on it, no matter who else is on it, it won't work. They can suborn anybody trying to impeach, or they can suborn anybody, period.
Yeah, that's always the danger of the surveillance state. And again, going on back to this Obamagate investigation. It's come out from multiple sources that, yes, Obama was spying, committing political spying against Trump, against members of Congress, Rand Paul, and shortly before he was assassinated, Justice Scalia said that he thought the Supreme Court was being surveilled by the Obama administration. And that makes a lot of sense, because remember, Chief Justice Roberts was opposed to Obamacare, opposed to Obamacare, opposed to Obamacare, right. And then 11th hour does a 180-degree turn, says it's constitutional under the Commerce Clause, cast the deciding vote on Obamacare, and then he left the country for a week to go on vacation to Malta. It went to Malta, I think. He went to Crete. All right. Well, wherever it is he went to, he got out of town because he didn't want to deal with the reporters.
Well, Mike, if the whole Russian packing thing has never had any real weight except for the deep state that was trying to misdirect us over there. But it's basically Obama was doing, in my opinion, Obama was doing that all along. And denying that there was any hacking, denying that there was any interference in Bernie's or Trump's election or anybody else in the primaries, even though it was apparent that they were. And then as soon as he won and he was losing control unexpectedly of this intelligence apparatus and all this information would be in the hands of the people who it was used upon, then once he's the Russians, and the deep state, which has been involved in it and is acquiescent in it and would be exploded if it ever came out, that they were so involved in our political process, they're agreeing with it and they're going right along with it. And, of course, the people who like war.
Oh, yeah, so, the war hawks are definitely out there because Donald Trump so far has gone along with the war agenda. He's had two botch-ups. There was that cruise missile attack on Syria where most of the cruise missiles didn't hit the target. And then they dropped the MOAB on Afghanistan, and that turned out to be a fizzle, nowhere near the devastating explosion that it's supposed to be. And it just underscores the fact that much of our military isn't really working all that well. For all the money poured into it, the weapons simply don't work, and the strategy seems to be, well, we'll just fling 20 out there, and at least one will get through.
Mike, can I make one more point? And I want to say that I agree with what you're saying there as well, but you've always said it's not really, we're not there, the military is not there to win. It's there just to consume military products and to feed the industry. You've said that a million times. You're absolutely right. But
not all the time. Not all the time. Sometimes victory is desired, but certainly in the case of Vietnam, you talk to especially the pilots who were sent out to bomb these suspected truck parks, which were always just these empty fields. And yeah, that's what it was all about, grinding up the munitions in order to soak the American taxpayer to buy replacements that would then be dropped on empty fields. And it just went on and on and on.
Mike, the last point I want to make is the obstruction of justice at Comey is basically initiating by saying that he was asked to call off on Flynn. What about the obstruction of justice by Comey himself? What about the investigation into Mark Rich? What about the investigation into Hillary? What about all the investigations that went nowhere under this idiot that really ought to be under a jail?
Again, it's the double standard and the hypocrisy. They're going to scream obstruction of justice when they think they can use it as a weapon against Donald Trump and all the other obstruction of justice. That's just business as usual. But again, the reason for this major push, I think they're literally thinking about finding a way to get rid of Donald Trump before he can appoint a new head of the FBI. Because if Trump gets somebody as head of the FBI who's really going to be looking at the crimes, then these people, Hillary Clinton, Podesta, all of them, are in serious, serious trouble. And so I think goal here is to get rid of Trump or get him so scared of impeachment that he'll go along with appointing an FBI director who will continue to protect the real criminals in our society.
That acting director, Mike, is the guy who didn't disclose that his wife took $600,000 from the Democratic Party. From Clinton, basically, remember?
Yeah, no, we talked about that when Comey first stepped down, and I said his deputy is just as dirty.
Yeah. So they need to clean house there big time, and it's a matter of life and death maybe for Trump, and I think maybe he's just starting to realize that, really.
Yeah, well, Donald, what can I tell you? You should have been listening to me all along. I tried to warn you, but, you know, all
go
right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to let you go. We got a couple more phone calls, then we're going to get back to the news here. Chris in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you today?
Doing fine.
What's on my mind is the laptop bombs. Now, is it really plausible or feasible to make a laptop into an explosive? Or will that It's the work, or even more than a toothpaste tube.
Underwear
or shoes.
First of all, there is virtually no room in a laptop. And yes, I've had people talk to me about the battery compartment, but you just flip the laptop open and turn it on, and then they know there's a real battery in the battery compartment. The reason the story appears to be bogus is because for an explosive to be effective, it's not just the chemicals it is made out of. It is how it is shaped and tamped. And if you just have an explosive, poured into a laptop, spreading to all the available space, it's going to be this kind of a spider web structure. And it'll certainly deflagrate with a great deal of smoke and noise, but it's not going to be a detonation. It's not going to create a shock wave. It's going to be pretty much ineffective. High-end digital cameras are more suited to that sort of thing because if you take off the lens, whether it's a digital camera or a film camera, there is a single volume space in there that's more appropriate, but they're not talking about banning digital cameras. For some reason, it's just the computers. And I don't know if it's because they may be setting up a system where all the computers get examined while they're in the checked luggage. But it really does not make a lot of sense. It just seems to be more gratuitous booga-booga to make our lives miserable while we're traveling.
Now, the second part of my question is, what is going on with this intelligence that Trump feels that he needs to share with Russia that seems bogus to begin with? I mean, we get a page of intelligence that comes out of Israel that might as well have come out of slight intelligence.
Yes.
And it's no more credible than the missile attack on the Idlib base that Trump pulled off with all the tomahawks. Both of these things are call to action on illegitimate reasons.
Well, we need to remember Israel has a long history of planting or giving us fake intelligence to demonize people with. Remember the laptop of death that tried to claim Iran was building nuclear weapons? And nuclear engineers looked at it and said, this stuff is nonsense. It's clippings off the internet. None of this is going to work. And it turned out Israel had created this laptop. They sort of propaganda laundered it through the MEK group, who turned it over to somebody who turned it over to somebody to sort of hide the trail of where it really came from. And this appears to be more of the same. And I don't know exactly what the goal here is, but it seems very impractical to me for a laptop to be turned into a bomb. And in any event, aren't there already chemical detectors in use at the security gate to check for explosives? Just take that little cotton pad and swipe it over the outside of the computer, along with the luggage, and you'll be fine.
I just think it's dangerous going along with Israel intelligence to run the war against terror when Israel supports ISIS.
Well, our government is supporting ISIS as well. It certainly was covertly during...
They've given medical help. I've been fighting with them. They've given them medical help. They've pretty much helped them take the Golan Heights and hold that area as far as ISIS goes.
Well, I loved it a couple of weeks ago when ISIS accidentally shot some of the IDF and they actually issued a public apology. We're sorry. We didn't mean to do that. Anyway, listen, Chris, I got to let you go. I want to fit in one more phone call before the commercial break. Frank in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, yes. Interesting about Trump's impeachment. I think it's all a bunch of nonsense. The mainstream media has been losing viewership over the last 10 years. Their ratings down to nil. They run an algorithm knowing what are the key phrases. And, impeachment, they're hoping to get viewers back. So much of the alternative independent media took so much viewership away from them. They're desperate, and they are creating this type of news. You can see it by the congressman shills that they have that are saying impeachment, and then, they go out there and they, we got to impeach Trump, and then everybody runs with it, Fox, CNN, ABC, CNN, the CNBC News, Washington Post, and they're all in it together, but they're losing, Mike. They're losing so much viewership. You look around today, and I'll be very honest, the restaurants and airports and hotels that play the news, nobody's watching. Everybody's looking at their phone or talking, and they're losing so much, and they have to create the last desperation of trying to create some type of heightened awareness, something with Trump, to please maybe the Hillary Clinton supporters or the
Sanders supporters.
You know,
you could actually be right. This could all be about ratings. We need to drive our ratings up. We need to get the viewers back, so we're going to scream for impeachment. And that's a really dumb reason to go after the president of the United States of America, because you're going to get more viewers.
When they lost as much over the last 10 years, you know what really done it for them? And I'll be honest, it was the Iraq War and the lie. I mean, it's a weapon of mass destruction. Everybody believed it. And then you lost 100,000 troops, either killed, wounded, injured. And people saying, well, wait a minute, you know, the media lies. And then along comes independent media, guys like you and Mr. Stattmiller and Alex Jones and Red Ice Radio. They're saying...
I'm going to have to let you go. I apologize. We ran out of time. We're on the commercial break. We're going to close the phone lines for a while and do news. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the murder of Seth Rich and the revelation that he was still alive when the police arrived. And now the video from the police officer's body cams has disappeared. So whatever Seth Rich told to the police is now gone. And apparently he died later at the hospital. Fox News earlier today had a story up that the FBI knew within 96 hours after the shooting that Seth Rich was in contact with WikiLeaks. And that story is already being Orwellized, because when you click on that link now, it goes to another one of these stories about how Seth Rich's family is out there just furious about this claim that he was leaking to WikiLeaks. It's on his laptop. The evidence is there. So there is reason for reopening the investigation. Remember, the official story is it was a robbery gone wrong. But he still had his wallet, very expensive watch, and his cell phone, which are things that are generally included in the robbing of somebody. His body had bruises on it indicating that he'd been in some kind of a struggle. There was a fight. And then he was shot twice in the back, and they didn't take anything. Now, another question is, why hasn't the DNC offered a reward for information related to his murder? He supposedly worked for them. No, we're just going to let it go away. Well, not exactly, because apparently a Washington, D.C. lobbyist has offered a reward, okay, for information. Attorney Jack Berkman is offering $100,000 of his own money for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. The D.C. Metropolitan Police are offering a $25,000 reward, and WikiLeaks is also offering a $20,000 reward for any information that leads to a conviction in the murder of Seth Rich. There's a lot of money out there for somebody who's willing to go up against the Clintons. But yeah, they're talking. There is a reward, just not from the Democrats. They don't want any questions answered. And of course, remember the Democrats in the corporate media. Oh, they ignored it. Ah, no big deal. Robberies happen all the time. It's no big deal. And they're still out there pushing Russia hacked the DNC, even though clearly we have now confirmed the DNC emails were not hacked. They were leaked. The claim that the Russians had hacked the DNC was based on the analysis by a private company working for the Hillary campaign, CloudStrike, which has now pulled back and said our analysis may have been faulty. There is zero evidence Russia had anything to do with this. The FBI was never allowed to look at the servers or do a forensic analysis. That's it. Seth was the leak. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.